The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "About that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken, and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let us pray. Most Holy Christ, speak to us today. And may we have ears to hear. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I stand before you hoping the rope holds. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, and therefore also the beginning of a new church year. In the Christian world, it is completely appropriate to say today, Happy New Year. And as in every first Sunday of Advent, we have words of warning and words of invitation. In Matthew, that we are given for this year, those words are, keep awake. Keep awake. But to what and for what? The church year is broken into two main sections over 12 months. We just came out of the season after Pentecost. It's almost half the year, and it's also referred to as ordinary time, or even growing time. In so many ways, it is ordinary time. We simply move along during those 6 months just ended, living life, ordinary life, every day. The color of ordinary time of the season after Pentecost just ended is green. And it is essentially there for us, you and me, the ongoing church, the body of Christ now, as a symbol of the life we, you, and I live after Jesus. After all of this story, after the birth and death and resurrection, this is the time we live into what it means to follow Jesus after all of that. That season just ended. The other half of our Christian year is the reliving and the retelling of the story of Jesus Christ, the story of the reason for our existence. The reason we're all here in this place today, the motivation for us to be called Christian. This half of the year you may refer to as the point. In this half of the year, started today, we rewalk the footsteps of the one we follow, Jesus. So today is the first Sunday, the first day of Advent, and the first day of that other half of the year. Now, before I go into specifically what this season of Advent is, I want to say a few things about what it isn't. It isn't a mini Lent. It is not, nor was it ever meant to be, a penitential time like Lent definitely is. And yet, sadly, I believe many of our churches do exactly that with it. In many places, we even use purple, the color of Lent in Advent. Thank God, All Saints, you're not one of them. No, here we have a distinct color, and I guess I'm telescoping to you now that I intend for us to also celebrate and follow a distinct season of the Christian year, Advent, in these coming 4 weeks. Another thing Advent isn't is Christmas. Christmas is a season. And no matter what Hallmark or Walmart or Target or Madison Avenue or Wall Street saying, it's not yet Christmas. Like so much in this world, the commercial Christmas likes to jump straight to the perceived good stuff, often taking a shortcut that makes us miss some of the richest parts of life. Capitalism needs that, thrives off of it, but it is not our way. Some of you have heard me say that I believe Advent's the most abused and misused season of the church year. I might add to that, just simply forgotten. In so many ways, we don't even really follow or celebrate it anymore because we are subsumed and marinated in the capitalistic feeding and shopping frenzy that the secular world calls Christmas. Black Friday, for instance. I hope this doesn't come as news to you, but Black Friday is not a holy thing. It is not a Christian feast day. Thank God. It is a capitalistic cultural artifact that totally misses the point of the season, but there's nothing holy about it. Advent is a unique season, an anticipatory season. It is, in a sense, our season for waiting and anticipating the coming of Jesus into our world and into our lives. It's a season in which we can be reminded of what life might be like had Jesus never come, and then to make us grateful and focused on who we really are because he did. If you've not figured it out yet, I'm arguing that everything in this secular merchandise-forward world and its appropriation of Christmas for its benefit is against you and me and us, really, in practicing this season of living into it as it was intended. I'm going to stop here to say that when I preach on this day, I'm often accused of sounding a bit judgmental. And I think that might happen here, so I'm flagging it ahead of time and begging forgiveness up front. But I'm not going to back down either. We as followers of Christ have not done well in protecting Advent. Instead, we have kind of fallen into its current. We have succumbed and are even complicit in this commercial season, which is not our season. So what is Advent? Advent is a quiet time, a time to reflect and to prepare. And yet, when you and I, as followers of Christ, are supposed to be doing that, the world is going mad. It, at the same time, is harried and stressful and frantic, exactly the opposite of what we're supposed to be in this season. I think I might have shared this last year, although I'm finding it hard to remember exactly when I got here and what I've told you before. But for me and for quite a few years, I've approached Advent and Christmas very differently. In our home, even when our son Austin was a baby and throughout his years, we gave each other only 3 presents. Our thinking was, if it was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for us. What we did do is spread out all the presents that Austin, our son, would get from others and allow him to actually open a present each day of Christmas. Which, folks, maybe this will come as news to you, but Christmas is a season, a 12-day season. Where do you think that little song came from? The 12 days of Christmas. In our family, we will open one special present on the Epiphany, January 6th. Which is the traditional day when we commemorate the Magi making it to Jesus' side. Like the original story, this season is a journey, not a one-day present-opening frenzy. Christmas is a season, and that season starts on the 25th. And it doesn't end until January 6th. So you can probably tell I'm a bit of a curmudgeon about all of this. I don't like having Christmas parties or Christmas lunches or anything else named Christmas in Advent, mostly because it's not Christmas yet. For the past decade, I've gotten all of my Christmas shopping over with before the first Sunday of Advent. I barely made it, but I did, so that I can actually do the work and have the gift of preparing spiritually for the coming of Christ on Christmas Day and on the days that follow. I refuse to be part of the frenzy. And since I started that, I've loved this season and, quite frankly, Christmas so much more. I may put up my tree a bit earlier, but I can assure you it will not come down until January 6th, no matter what my HOA says. And if you want me to come fight with yours, just call me up. Because we have it right. It goes on until January 6th. The rest of the world doesn't get this, has their tree thrown on the curb by sundown on the 26th. The lights are down, the decorations back in the attic, just when the whole season is beginning. So the gift I hope you will give yourself is the gift of an Advent that's focused on what it is supposed to be. And that you give yourself not a frantic, frenetic, crazy-making shopping blitz filled with stress and worry, but instead a reflective, quiet, anticipatory time that might actually be focused on the things, maybe even more appropriately, the people that really matter. The true gifts of your life. These words we hear today and that we always hear on this first Sunday of Advent in some form, today's words are keep awake, are so profound. Keep awake. We keep awake so that we never miss the coming of Christ who comes to us every day in so many ways, in so many people. We keep awake to what this season really means and what it really calls us to. We keep awake to all the ways we can allow this world to deceive us and to take us away from what matters. We keep awake to one another, to those in need around us, to all that we are called to, in order to help as we can to prepare the way for Jesus to come into our lives, into the lives of those we love and into the lives of all our fellow travelers in this world. It is an admonition. That's a really good one for today and for these days to come. And I invite you to take it seriously. I invite you to keep awake. My beloved, I've said these words to you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.